Katie Hill, elect a woman as president and get the serial sexual predator out of White House. By Hannah Blow on November 4, 2019. Former Representative Katie Hill, DCA, on Sunday sent out a pointed message following her resignation. She referred to President Trump as a serial sexual predator, urging American voters to elect a woman as president in 2020 in order to show women and girls that we matter. Hill resigned from Congress last week after allegations of inappropriate sexual relationships with congressional staffers surfaced. The reports prompted the House Ethics Committee to launch a formal investigation into whether Hill had an inappropriate sexual relationship with a congressional staffer. While she denied one of the allegations, an affair with a male member of her congressional staff, she admitted to a throuple relationship with a female staffer and announced her resignation last week. She largely blamed right-wing media for her fate, citing a double standard and misogynistic culture. "I am leaving now because of a double standard. I'm leaving because of a misogynistic culture that gleefully consumed my naked pictures, capitalized on my sexuality and enabled my abusive ex to continue that abuse," she said, adding that she will not allow my experience to scare off other young women or girls from running for office. On Sunday, Hill took aim at the president on social media, referring to him as a serial sexual predator and urging American voters to put a woman in the White House in order to show women and girls that they matter. "A year from now, we have a chance to show women and girls that we matter. Hopefully, we'll elect a woman as president. If not, let's work to make sure a serial sexual predator no longer occupies the White House," Hill said. "What are we as a nation going to do?" she asked. "Ladies, show up." The remark coincides with the sentiment Hill expressed during a speech on the House floor on Thursday following the #MeToo lawmakers' final act, voting to pass the partisan impeachment inquiry resolution. She voted in favor of the impeachment proceedings, in part, due to Trump's purported abuse of power, including the abuse of power over women. "And so today, as my last vote, I voted on impeachment proceedings. Not just because of corruption, obstruction of justice, or gross misconduct, but because of the deepest abuse of power, including the abuse of power over women," Hill stated. "Today, as my final act, I voted to move forward with the impeachment of Donald Trump on behalf of the women of the United States of America," she continued.